pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. No! Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Maddie Amillion joins me today to talk about the Week 7 lines and discuss who would win in a Big 12 SEC tournament. Okay, Matt Amillion, welcome back to the podcast. We're going to talk about the Week 7 lines.
Yeah, I'm kind of back in it. I missed my first home game in 8 years.
Yeah, how did that feel? What was that like?
Even though it was as bad as it was on Saturday, or as I heard, it still kind of hurt.
Yeah, as it should.
Yeah, I know. I don't plan on missing too many. But I'm ready for some lines. I'm up 4-2 on the season.
Is that it? I thought you were up 5-1.
No, you've won two.
Okay.
You were 2-2, and then I took the last two.
Okay, cool. Well, let's do it.
All right, let's go right into USC at Cal.
Okay, Cal is not good. I watched them against Oregon. Their quarterback situation is below average. I will say USC by 13.5.
13.5. A lot of credit for the Trojans. I said USC by 2.5, and it's USC by 3. So you're off to a great start.
Wow. I mean,
well, so I maybe it helps that I haven't paid attention to Cal, but are they that bad?
They didn't look very good against Oregon. I mean,
who does look good against Oregon?
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know.
Yeah. I've been out of it, so I didn't pay attention this past weekend, and that might be helping me out. But I jumped to a quick lead.
Yeah, so that's fun.
And I always like to pick a couple games when I'm choosing which games to pick. I think the spreads are going to be real high. So had to go Indiana at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin by 31.
All right. I thought you might go a little higher since you're a big Bucky guy.
I love Bucky.
It's actually Wisconsin by 40.
Wow.
And I had them by 36.
40? That seems high. I mean...
Well, I mean, Illinois just they went into Bloomington and, wow, I think they won by like 20 or so.
Yeah, but they can't.
Wisconsin at home, and they're much better than Illinois.
I mean, the OSU-Kansas line was only 34.
Yeah, but were they right?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't know. It just seems high.
Yeah, well, I think Kansas and Indiana are, Kansas might actually win that matchup on a neutral field. So I don't know how you can compare those two games. But Wisconsin by 40, I'm sure they've got their reasons.
Yeah.
One of those that you'd probably like to stay away from.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, going to the SEC, South Carolina at Mississippi State.
I got to pull my head out here.
Yeah, you do.
South Carolina at Mississippi State, I will say South Carolina by 1.
Ooh. South Carolina by 2.5, and I said South Carolina by 7.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the backup in there. Mississippi State's not bad. They're not.
Who's the backup quarterback? He played well.
Yeah, it's Connor Shaw is his name.
Okay. I only got to see stats because I wasn't in front of the TV for most of the day. But
well, you saw Stephen Garcia was dismissed from the team today.
Oh, he was today?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, man, I did not even see that. I did see Mike Stoops got fired, but other than that, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, yeah. So he's out. But yeah, I think.
Did he do something else or?
Yes, he. I think it was he was drunk or alcohol or something like that was involved. I mean, something.
He's a mess, man.
Yeah, and you know, I was kind of following it on Twitter, and people were kind of rolling on him, and I'm like, I mean, get the dude some help. Like, clearly, it's an issue, you know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know how many strikes this is, but it's obvious. It's obviously it's not him just rebelling. It's a problem.
Right.
But people want to criticize because, you know, they're big college football fans. things can be a little bit more important.
Right. Exactly.
But okay, you're so, on the board.
Yeah, I take that one.
Yeah. Let's go to the Big 12. Our favorite Baylor Bears at Texas A&M. I missed this by half a point, just so you know.
Baylor at A&M. I'll say A&M by 4.
I said A&M by 10. It's A&M by 9.5.
Wow. I'm all over Baylor. I'm all over Baylor in that game.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Baylor doesn't really do much for me.
I just think Baylor can go in there and win that game, don't you?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I guess what I've noticed when I – because A&M Tech was one of the few games I got to watch part of this Saturday. And what I'm noticing with A&M is they just have to be – they are in terrible shape. They look so tired in that second half. It's not a coincidence that teams come back. I mean, they held on to beat Tech, and they finished, you know, kind of strong. A big part of that was from a blocked field goal that turned into a touchdown. But – they don't look good, so I would think maybe Baylor could A&M will probably jump out, but Baylor might be able to sneak their way back into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna vie for us taking Baylor in our parlay.
Oh yeah, if I ever get that set up, yeah, I'm not crazy about it. I don't know. Is there a little extra motivation on the A&M side of things from when? I don't know. I don't think the players really get focused on stuff like that off the field, but Baylor trying to sue to keep him in a conference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there could be extra motivation on Baylor's side for A&M leaving the conference, you know?
Yeah, but Baylor's fine. They're not going to be hurt. The conference is staying together for now.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, A&M big.
Okay, so I'm down 3-1. That's not good.
It's a good start. Iowa State at Mizzou. You're the Cyclones who you, at one point you were all over.
Yeah, we rode them pretty hard for a while. I'll say Missouri by 6.
All right. Missouri by 15.
What?
Yeah, and I said Mizzou by 10.
15?
Just getting embarrassed again.
We're taking Iowa State in that game.
Yeah, well, I took Iowa. Well, who do you think's better, Missouri or Baylor?
I don't know.
Well, I took Iowa State to cover. I think it was like 16 last week in Waco, and they looked like they were on their way to do it, and Baylor just kind of opened it up at the end. But I don't think there's a huge difference between Missouri and Baylor, so. In Columbia?
Yeah, I think Baylor's obviously going to score more than Missouri is. I mean, I don't see Missouri putting up 50 like Baylor did on Iowa State.
No, but they looked good at times in that OU game until OU kind of woke up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But that might be another one that we look at.
Yeah.
All right, LSU going to Rocky Top.
LSU at Tennessee. Tennessee lost Tyler Bray last week. I will say LSU by 21.
All right. Back-to-back weeks, LSU gets a shot at a conference opponent with their backup QB. I said LSU by 13, and it's LSU by 16.
God, you are... How am I so bad at this all of a sudden?
I don't know. Well, I don't really know how I came up with that number. I don't see it being a blowout in Knoxville.
Yeah.
I don't think Tennessee will score a whole lot, but I don't think LSU's going to score a whole lot either.
Yeah.
I think it'll be balanced. I would probably still pick LSU to cover, but...
You know, Coyd's parents were going to that game.
Yeah, they did. They told us that, and I remember how bad I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I could scream Rocky Top.
I'm not trying to go there in lieu of watching Texas and LSU, but...
No, I wouldn't either, and obviously I couldn't because I will be sitting there in my tuxedo in a wedding, missing my time. All this stuff's getting in the way of our best football season that we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's not a good situation for you.
No, it's like a terrible fan.
Yeah.
All right, here's one where I think you might be able to get me.
Okay.
ACC, Georgia Tech at Virginia.
Georgia Tech at Virginia. I will say Georgia Tech by 16.
All right, I was wrong. You're not going to get me on this one. But we're close. I said 14. It's actually only 7.5.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Georgia Tech, I think they were a 2-touchdown favorite last week against Maryland, and they only won by 5 or 6, but they still got a good offense.
Yeah, I would take Georgia Tech to cover that.
I would think that neither one of us are too educated on the Cavaliers.
No, that's true.
I'm kind of curious to see what they've done this year. Hold on one second. While I'm looking, I was looking at the top 25 rankings, and nothing really crazy stood out to me, except that one of the coaches gave Hawaii one 25th place vote, and they have 1 point.
Was it June Jones?
I don't know. They don't tell you which coaches vote or how they vote. So, okay, Virginia's 3-2. They've beaten William and Mary, Indiana by 3, and Idaho by 1.
Yeah, you can't beat Indiana by 3 and Idaho by 1 and expect to keep it within 7 against Georgia Tech, can you?
No, and they've lost to UNC and Southern Miss. Georgia Tech should be a 2-touchdown game.
Yeah,
we're going to take that one. Going to take that one pretty confidently.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, the surprise team of last week got Mike Stoops fired, BYU at Oregon State.
Good gosh, I don't know what to do with Oregon State.
I didn't either.
I will say BYU by 6.
All right, I missed this one bad. I said BYU by 15. Oregon State is favored by 1.5. Are they getting better?
Well, I was going to say, are we reading too much into that loss they had against Sacramento State?
Well, I don't know. They didn't score against Wisconsin. I mean, I guess they only lost by 35. They lost to UCLA. They only lost by 15 in Tempe. But if you're sitting here saying they only lost by 15, then you're bad. And then they beat Arizona for their first win of the season.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to say BYU in that game.
I would too, but I'm getting nervous of picking Oregon State games, to be honest with you. That made no sense to me last week.
I know. I don't.
Arizona's a lock. By the way, I forget which games I mentioned at the end of last week when we were on here, but I'm pretty sure I did terrible in those two because Notre Dame killed Air Force. I don't remember what other game I mentioned, but I didn't have a good week of picking.
No. No, we did not at all.
No. It's just me and you. No one filled it out, but a little too late. All right, let's go to Michigan at Michigan State.
That's a pretty good game. I mean, Michigan State's
kind of a tough one.
Michigan State's not great. I'll say Michigan State man.
I went back and forth, just like you did.
I'll say Michigan by 2.
Ooh, you gave it to me barely, because I said Michigan by 1.5. Michigan State by one.
Wow.
I wasn't going to be surprised either way. Either team favored by three wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'd probably take Michigan, but I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan State won.
Yeah, that's one I'd prefer to stay away from.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. K-State, my pick for the surprise Big 12 team at Texas Tech.
I will say Kansas State by three.
All right. I said Kansas State by 4.5.
Okay.
Tech is favored by 3.
What?
No, I don't get it. If anything, I was like, I can kind of see it being a pick 'em, maybe. But we're basically saying that Tech and Kansas State are virtually equal teams on a neutral field, no?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I don't either. Maybe Kansas State's overrated. Maybe that's the way Vegas is they're looking at it. Maybe the matchups don't favor Kansas State as well. I mean, Tech hung in there with A&M, and A&M's a good team, but
yeah,
I'm not convinced A&M's better than Kansas State, even though just the rankings don't show that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Although Tech at home is pretty tough, so yeah, I don't know. I don't want to pick that game if that's what you're insinuating.
Nope, no, I'm with you. But it is 7-3 with three games left, so I've locked up another victory.
I'm terrible at this.
We'll just see how bad what the final score looks like.
Okay.
Let's go with Florida at Auburn. Neither one of these teams. Well, Auburn's ranked, are they not?
I'll say pick 'em.
You're gonna say pick 'em?
Yep.
I went Auburn 6.5. Florida's favored on the road by 2.
Wow, that really surprises me without Brantley and coming off LSU and Alabama games. I mean, that's I don't know.
Yeah, and it's at Auburn, so. Let's see. Florida dropped out of the AP and Auburn's at 24. The coaches poll. Florida's right there at 26. And Auburn, I think, is at 28. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 29. Missed one. So
yeah, we're going to pick Auburn in our 12-game parlay.
Yeah, as much as I like Florida, I mean, I can't go against Auburn at home like that. I mean, that's whether they're not ranked or whatever, it's still a big game, and it's still going to be, should be an intense environment at that stadium. So
yeah, I agree.
All right, well, you might make it respectable. Arizona State at Oregon.
Arizona State at Oregon. I'll say Oregon.
I have a feeling you're going to pick the same number I did. I don't know why I have that feeling.
I'll say Oregon by 14.
I don't know why, but I knew you were going to say it. And I said Oregon by 14. That was weird. I was like, I feel like we're both going to think that's a 2-touchdown game.
Yeah.
And it's Oregon by 16.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's right. That's correct.
That sounded staged, but no.
No, clearly none of this is staged.
Yeah, I missed BYU by 16.5. I think that was the worst. Pretty sure that was the worst miss.
How about the week I missed Tulsa by like 20?
Yeah, that was North Texas game. You said like maybe 6 and 23 or something like that. Yeah, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, that was not good.
So we'll end at ours. This OSU at Texas started out what before the season with Texas minus 3.
It was during the summer. It was Texas. You could get OSU and 3 points.
And as I told you the other day, whenever we see those lines, just like the 8.5 win over under on the win total, we need to grow some balls.
Hold on. Looking back now, it's it's very easy to say, oh yeah, I'd take OSU over 8.5. But at the time. I mean, even at the time, here's the problem. Okay, so at the time, we're like, we were saying, oh, yeah, OSU over 8.5. But our problem is that we can't be objective about it. And so even in our heads, we're like, okay, well, I'm not being objective. I'm being very subjective about this, so I'm probably wrong. You know? Like, it's almost like...
Yeah, we talk ourselves out of it because we can't think rationally.
Right. It's like your closeness to the situation prohibits you from being able to even pick one way or the other.
Well, and you learn that the hard way. You learn that after betting money on them, and then when you know of a guaranteed victory, it doesn't go your way. And I will never – and that's probably exactly why I didn't. I was like, I will never bet on OSU to cover. Not because I'm not confident, because I'm like, I don't know when I'm being realistic or if I'm being irrational.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought we beat A&M last year by double digits.
Well, it's really difficult because I don't know. I think if someone were objective and were in our position, having watched OSU, I guess you wouldn't be objective if you were in our shoes. But if you could at all be objective, I think someone would have picked over 8.5 wins for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, if we did, we would have picked. I mean, it's not like last year where it was – that really was ridiculous. 6, I think, before 2010 season?
Yeah, that's – yeah.
Well, that was just kind of like we were under the radar. They were just like, they lost a bunch of guys.
But I think you could argue coming into this year we were under the radar. You know, Stuart Mandel had – he had us going like 7-5 or something like that. You know, somebody that – He's not an idiot. Like, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, and I like to listen to a couple of his podcasts, and he likes this. I mean,
he's
on board with this now. I don't blame him for that. I mean, it's very easy for somebody on the outside to look at, you know, at our schedule and, you know, the hype that other teams were getting and say, you know, I wouldn't agree with him, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, say, oh, he just – OSU gets no love because he picked us to go 7-5. I mean, really wasn't that far out of the realm. I mean – we're 1 point away, 2 points away from having a loss.
Yeah. Well, four points. But
yeah, it's true. But anyways, I guess we kind of went off on a tangent there. I said OSU by 7.5. You actually, you texted me your pick the other day because you figured you'd probably see it. You said 6.5.
Yeah, I said, I said 6.5.
As of tonight, it's OSU by 8.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, that's what we're going with because that's what we always go with. But I'm pretty sure it started at 5.
Right. We might have to, I don't know, pick our games earlier and
the
actuals because, well, we should be betting on what the lines came out at, not what irrational fans with a lot of money did to move the line.
Yeah.
And also a lot of very educated and knowledgeable bettors who know what they're doing. But, sometimes their lines move by 5 or 6 points easily. So, yeah, maybe we need to redo the way we have it. But as for now, I'm up 5-2.
Yeah, and I'm getting steamrolled, and I don't know what to do about it.
6-7. 8-4. This week with one push.
Okay, tell me this. Let's say I go through the lines, we see the games that we're doing, because I never really go through the line. I mean, I'll kind of just, if I even write it down beforehand, I'll just glance at it and just write something down. Are we allowed to, actually research, like, the teams?
I mean, there are times when I'm doing it. Honestly, when I did this one, I pretty much blew through it. I'll look at schedules. I don't get into, how does this team do against a rushing team? Or, you know, at least when we're picking these. When we do our parlay, get more into that, I guess. But on this, I think you can look at a team's record.
Okay.
That's completely fair.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just didn't want to, you know.
Right. Well, otherwise, we'd just be going by what we saw on, you know, box scores on the internet or what we saw on SportsCenter. If anything, so.
Right.
Yeah. But I think it's more fun if we don't put a lot of time into it and we just kind of go off the top of our heads. We weren't bad. I wasn't bad. You didn't do too well.
Yeah, I was.
You realize that it's 5-2. You're down 3. And going. This is week seven, so.
Oh, I know this. I understand the situation.
I just wanted to make sure. I
mean, have you seen the basketball uniforms?
Yeah, we have gray.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have anything against it. I wouldn't really ever. Basketball uniforms to me are not near as big of a deal as the football uniforms. To me, it isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the all gray, which is what the basketball uniforms would probably be. So, I don't know. What did you think?
They were fine. I mean, I don't, in general, I don't love those uniforms anyway, compared to some of the ones we've had in the past. I like the gray. I mean, I think it looks good, but I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of like, meh, you know, okay.
Yeah.
There was something today that, somebody tweeted at me that Jimmy Trammell said that, Travis Ford insinuated that the basketball team would get new, uniforms for next year.
I wonder if they're going to go the Duke style.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't like that.
Yeah, I thought you and Q were all on board with it. I guess Texas does it too, with that little background design.
Oh, okay. No. I do like the background. I'm talking about the tight fit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think of the All-Star game jerseys in the NBA, whenever I think of those, and those were. Who did we see a picture? Some of them were just atrocious.
Yeah, no, not good. Not good at all.
No. And so. Hey, one more thing. I know you might have caught some heat on your blog today, and I don't agree with everything you say, but apparently people do believe that the Big 12 is a better conference than the SEC. From the outside looking in, or just like first thought, I say, no way. I mean, we've got some good teams, but overall the SEC is a better conference. So I went down the list. I used the rankings and conference standings and just kind of a little bit of my own general opinion on some of them, of you know how the teams ranked in conferences and did a head-to-head matchup. So we'll go through these 10. I left out Kentucky and Ole Miss. You tell me who would win these on a neutral field, all right?
Okay. Yeah. No, this is fun. This is why I started the blog, to do stuff like this.
Yeah, and this is because we did this stuff anyway. So.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, we'll just do it on so other people can hear it.
Yeah, and thank you for listening.
Yes.
All right, LSU and Bama, really, I feel like it could have gone either way, but LSU versus OU.
LSU. Neutral field?
Yeah, all these, you know, neutral field sites.
Yeah, LSU.
All right, so one for the SEC. All right, Bama and OSU. And, I mean, you can say, obviously, you said, well, we could pull that off. That's not crazy.
Yeah, we could, but.
Best out of 10.
Best out of 10, Alabama. Alabama is really, really good.
And, let me also say this. You can pick a push. I know I'd say best out of 10. You can say push if you really think they're that dead on even.
Okay.
So do you want to change LSU, OU?
Well, I was going to say, let me think about that.
I said push for the first one. And that's not a cop-out. Like I can honestly see those teams going back and forth. And it because both have really good defenses.
Yeah. No, I'll say push for OU, LSU. Yeah. So it's like one to one and a half to a half or something.
Just say we'll just go 1-0-1. The SEC Big 12 push.
Okay.
Track.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm writing it down, but and I also went SEC for Bama and OSU and a push on the first one. So Arkansas versus Kansas State.
Arkansas. Arkansas, for sure.
Yep, I agree. South Carolina versus Texas.
That's kind of interesting. I'd probably say South Carolina, but I think it would be something like 6-4 or something like that.
Yeah, this one's actually tough for me because a few days ago would have taken, before this Saturday, I would have taken Texas in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But that was really bad, and I'm making like the push category a legitimate category, and I'm going to say another push.
Okay.
So you got 3 for SEC, 0 for Big 12, 1 push, and I got 2-2. Florida versus Texas A&M.
I'll say A&M.
Yep, I agree as well. Obviously, most years that's not going to be the case, but for this season alone, I don't think there's any question that A&M is the better team, and then they would win.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, this next one might be a little interesting. Auburn versus Baylor.
I'll say push.
Push? All right, I'm undecided on this one. I'm not saying Auburn. I'm going to say either push or Baylor. You know I can't stand Baylor as much as anybody, but...
You know, it's kind of funny that Auburn's won. They've lost one game since, you know, that stat I always like to talk about. They've lost one game since January of 2010, and nobody ever picks them for anything.
No, I mean, but yeah, I mean, their win at South Carolina was impressive.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they're legit. I mean, I don't know.
Somehow they are.
Yeah, I don't get it, but.
Well, I'm going to say push. So, okay. You have 3 for SEC, 1 Big 12, 2 push. I have 2 for SEC, 1 for Big 12, 3 push.
Okay.
Georgia versus Texas Tech. Are these, I mean, we'll go back through. Maybe you can shuffle one up and down, but for the most part, I think it's
yeah.
Pretty accurate.
I think Georgia. I think that they're just physically better. Their offense isn't as good probably and whatever, but I just think they're physically superior to Texas Tech.
I actually don't think their offense is that bad. They play against some really good defenses. You got a good quarterback, Aaron Murray. Oh, and I forgot their running back's name. Little freshman.
Yeah, he's I can't remember his name either. Hold on, I'll get it.
Did you see Eric Stevens go down in that Tech A&M game?
Isaiah Crowell.
Yeah.
Yes, I did, and it was ugly.
And I was kind of surprised there wasn't a flag on it, because that was...
Yeah, it was late, and I think there was actually a Twitter apology from one to the other.
You know, if you watch it, it was a late hit, but I wouldn't say that it was, like, blatant, like he was trying to hurt him. I mean, he was in full speed. He could have stopped. I mean, I don't know. I still think you got to throw the flag on it, but...
Yeah.
I like that he apologized, but, yeah, he's... I mean, I guess that's probably good for when you go to Lubbock. You just... Still not a fan of seeing it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I agree taking Georgia. In that one, I don't think it'd be that close. I think you're going to see a 7-3, 8-2 type deal. Tennessee, Iowa State.
Tennessee. I don't think Iowa State's going to beat them 6 out of 10 times.
Well, see, and this is where you kind of run into, you know, like that mid 6, 7, and 8. Just SEC started running away with it.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I try not to let the reputations come into play, but when Tennessee and Iowa State match up and on a neutral field, wherever it might be, I don't see Iowa State hanging with them.
Yeah, that's okay. And this is why I don't see how you can say that the Big 12 is better than the SEC, because you have a team like Tennessee in the, what spot are we at, 8 or 9 right now?
8.
Okay, so Tennessee is the 8th best team in the SEC. They're not that bad.
No, and they're really not. I was surprised at the Georgia game. Obviously, you were too. We picked them. Georgia went into Knoxville and won, but they, you're right, they aren't.
Yeah. So, I mean,
if we want just want to look at what they've done, okay, Montana, but they beat Cincinnati handily by 22, only lost to Florida, at Florida by 10, and they beat Buffalo, and then they lost to Georgia. So not like a crazy impressive resume, but, I mean, Iowa State's isn't good either.
Yeah.
This one, though, I swung back in the way of the Big 12, Mississippi State versus Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri.
And you know, preseason Missouri would have been up there in the, you know, 4, 5, or 6 slot, but and this, like again, this was by this one by standings. I would probably say Missouri is better than Iowa State, but even if I would have put Missouri, Tennessee, and picked Missouri, I still would have picked Mississippi State over Iowa State. Mississippi State's been a very disappointing team.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And they're not terrible, and they're still at 9.
Yeah.
And against those Missouri. So that 9 matchup, probably, like, preseason, that would have been up there
yeah.
as well. Vanderbilt versus Kansas.
Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's not bad, and Kansas is really, really bad.
Yeah. Okay, as much as you might want to say, well, Kansas can score. No, stop.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
They're not good.
No, they're horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, Vandy hasn't done a whole lot, but they've had their two conference games have been at South Carolina and at Alabama, so can't hold much against them. So I agree there. So if you tally up of the 20 votes, and maybe there's a more fair way to do it, but I thought it was fair enough just to drop the bottom two, Kentucky and Ole Miss, from the SEC, and then just do 10 and 10. So
yeah,
if you add up
our
total votes, we have 11 for the SEC, 4 for the Big 12, and 5 pushes. And we think objectively, and this isn't to knock the Big 12. I would definitely say the Big 12 is the second best conference. We're both are very strong at the top, very strong. Both
yeah.
have two teams that are legitimate national title contenders. But they're middle of the road teams. I mean, they're just better than they go deeper.
Yeah.
So. If someone were to come in here and argue that, you know, Baylor would win 7 versus Auburn, or, you know, Kansas State would take more from Arkansas, I can't take those people seriously.
No.
Unless, I mean, maybe they've had a good argument. I don't know, but you got to look at the SEC. If you really can take out just the reputation that they have, they still have the better teams, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So not even close when you look at it.
Nope.
Maybe it's closer than those numbers show, but I had one more idea, and you can let me know what you think about maybe next time we do the picks, you get on Twitter and do something to see if someone wants to submit some guest picks, and they can pick against us.
Okay. Yeah, I like
that.
They may
not be able to come on, but they can email them to us. We can.
Yeah, no, they can Twitter them to it. They can Twitter mail them to us. I've got Twitter up right now, so we could have done that tonight. But yeah, we'll do something like that next time for sure.
Should we make them? Should we make them like ask them some kind of question on here, trivia question for them to look up, and then make them listen to the podcast to actually know how to win or get on.
Wait, say that again.
Like we come up with a question right now, and on Twitter you say, "Hey, get on." At some point during the podcast, we ask a question for you to be able to have a chance to submit guest picks next week.
Wait, so they have to answer the question correctly to be able to submit guest picks?
Yeah, but the point is to bribe them or lure them into listening to the podcast. Got to get our listeners.
See, I feel like we should ask a question, and the first one to answer it gets something. Or, I mean, we should give them something. They shouldn't have to give us something else.
Okay. No, you're right. we're acting like this is some huge privilege that it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, people yeah, I mean, all 31 people. Yeah, but let's figure out something to give away, and then we can throw a question up there.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we give away is just, hey, whoever wants to submit picks against this. Maybe
well, of course, it's going to be Quaid, you know, emailing us because he'll be the first one to listen to it.
It doesn't count. All right, we'll figure this off the podcast. We don't need to do it right now. But
okay, Maddie Million.
We're desperate for listeners.
Appreciate you joining us. Beat Texas, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.
Talk to you later. Bye.